But as Christians, celebrate Christmas, and as we watch others doing the same, we must remind ourselves that we are only saved because the Word indeed became flesh and dwelt among us, and because we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Al Mohler. December 23rd. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. One of the common teachings of Greek philosophy is that of dualism. Dualism basically teaches that good and evil are equal in their power, and that all eternity is a battle between these two opposing forces. Christianity, however, is very different. There is no equality between the forces of good and evil. Satan and Jesus are not equals. No, Satan has always had to bow the knee to our God. Just read the book of Job. Though he goes around like a roaring lion seeking to devour, take heart and let this Christmas remind you that Christ came to absolutely destroy the works of the devil. In Christ, Satan has absolutely no power over you. The only thing he can do is try and pull your mind away from that reality. As we draw closer to Christmas Day, rejoice over this grand truth. Christ came to destroy the works of Satan and sin, and therefore, if you have placed your faith in him, neither of those have dominion over you. This Christmas, be reminded that you live in light of the victory of your Savior.